Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If Lovin' Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that? Bam!
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I'm moaning, everybody!
Hey. I'm sorry. I realize that you've just you've literally just flown in from Cleveland.
I just
tough weekend for you.
The only thing I got from Cleveland and Michigan was a pillow.
At least you have friends. You know, you didn't watch good football, yeah. But at least you have friends, Leroy.
Yeah.
What did you see? One touchdown between your two teams?
And I didn't even see that one because by then I left.
Wow.
Matt was mad. We not going to stay to the end of the third quarter? No.
Do you really think they're going to have a comeback, Matt?
The only thing that'll make this worse is traffic.
Oh, yeah. Met really wanted to stay through, huh?
Because he was just staring at him.
How did the ride to Cleveland go after, you know?
How you think it went?
Not great for you.
Oof.
He said, hey, you know what? He said, I'm not going to talk about the game anymore. He said, but I'm going to call a friend and put it on speakerphone. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Man, you went to see, what a football dream, to go see your alma mater, nice top 10 matchup in the big house.
Yeah.
You guys get smoked. I blame Jeets. Yeah. And then you travel all the way to Cleveland and you watch Deshaun Watson in all his Deshaun Watson-ness just get completely destroyed by the Dallas Cowboys. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It's funny because I was telling people, they were asking me about what did I think? And I'm like, 2 years ago, everybody thought this is what Tua was going to be.
Dink and dunk?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm seeing a guy that's built like the prototypical quarterback, scared to throw the ball farther than he can see.
Saw a lot of that this weekend, by the way.
A lot.
Not Tua.
A lot. Not Tua.
Who, by the way, is once again on top of the league in passing.
Here's what I would say to you, though. Regardless of what you think about the Dolphins' offensive line, right? It works well together. So the ability of Tua to get rid of the ball and make quick reads and their ability to hold them for however little time they need to hold them, it works out. Because if you look around the league, those patterns of the football, those guys who are uncertain where guys are going to be and throwing the football – look bad.
Yeah, the run game was bad yesterday, dude. It was bad.
Hmm?
The run game was bad yesterday.
And we had this conversation last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, okay, let's use big people common sense, right? This is just, regardless of how good your offensive line is, let's just use common sense. What do the Dallas Cowboys do best? The Jacksonville Jaguars do best. They have two rush-ins who can get up the field.
Yeah.
Why would you run sweeps?
I don't know.
Like, they're going to accidentally make plays.
I don't know.
That's my point. So then...
It was such a bad first half offensively. I was like, what?
Because he went in there thinking he was going to do him, knowing that those are the strengths of that team. So you might do it to change it up, but that's not going to be your bread and butter this week. So they go in at halftime. They make a damn adjustment, and they start gashing them inside. Why? Because those two guys are going to get upfield, right? And there are times when you don't even have to block them.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you run outside against all that speed?
It was really
and I'm telling you, we had this conversation last week, and I told you, what was going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
That where the openings are going to be is underneath those two rush-ins. And in fact, you want to entice them to rush the pass.
Nah, you want to know what the halftime adjustment was?
What?
Tua gave a speech, dude. Tua ripped into everybody. That's what they said.
With an accent.
Tyreek said it.
Yeah.
McDaniel said it. Mm. Everybody said. Tua said, let's get our heads out of our asses and start playing some football.
Yeah.
And then
and run the ball inside.
Well, a little. I mean,
but listen, I'm no offensive savant.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you this last week. Don't do it. Right?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
But they also couldn't do it. Like, they did try a time yesterday, an A-chan.
Do what? Inside?
Yeah.
Well, listen, but you have...
Dude, this is A-chan's... You want to see A-chan's rushing line?
What was it?
10 carries, 24 yards.
Ooh, he just made it past social distance.
2.4 per carry.
But again...
Mostert!
All right.
6 carries, 9 yards. Okay. 1.5.
But here's the deal. When you're talking about a creative guy, an offensive guru, you have to be creative in where you get the ball where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I don't just... Look, you can't have one version of your game that's very creative and then the other version be, you know, blah. And they just run plays running the football.
Jeff Wilson, though, the manliest 26 yards you've ever seen. 5 carries.
Nah, yeah. I will say this.
Man. Alec Ingold?
That game,
man.
That game played out. That game played out pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
Right? I thought they would pull away a little bit more. He did miss wide open. Tyree overthrew him, which is...
Who, right? Tua?
Yeah.
That now, first one, yeah, for sure.
But...
Got it back. The whole game switched by Javon Holland. Javon Holland,
yes.
All adjustments aside, if Travis Etienne scores on that touchdown, over. Right. Yep. Over. And pretty so much. Snowman comes in there, gives him the old bat the football out, and then the next play, Cheetah. Oh, it is the best thing in football. It is still the best thing in football.
Just watching him just
the Cheetah bomb. And Kevin Harlan going, he's a ghost! He's just, pew!
Yeah.
Dude, it completely swung the game. Completely changed the game yesterday after what was depressing. And you're like, this team can't run. And
but,
I'm watching Eichenberg get used like he's a damn jump rope. I mean, it was a rough. But, you know what? All adversity they put behind them. They come out with a win, dude. I thought it was some growth from them because they did turn it around. Where it was a bad first half.
I like the adjustments they made at halftime. And it still shows me that DBs play DB because they can't catch.
Nah.
Because you know Trevor's going to throw him a couple.
Oh, dude, I know.
Right.
Poyer had it.
It's just a matter of whether he's going to catch.
Well, we didn't realize how you said he's playing with a soft cast. I didn't realize. They kind of disguised that thing well because he got stuck. Did you see? I don't know if you're at the game yet, but he got his hand stuck in a dude's face mask. You've never had a guy get a face mask before, and he's literally stuck in the guy's helmet.
Right.
He goes, I guess you guys got to call it. No clue.
But, yeah, it was I was at the Browns game watching the Dolphins game.
Yeah?
Yeah. No. Because at the time, because here's the deal. I got to the game at 1:30. The stadium wasn't even open yet.
Ooh.
So I was sitting.
You guys were sitting
watching.
Were you sitting with Byrne?
No. Oh!
What did he do?
Whoa!
Come meet me at the Ritz. We'll drive over there together. Right? After the game or near the third quarter, hey, where are you? We need to meet up so I can ride back over to get my car. I left.
What?
What?
He left you?
Yeah.
Why?
Did he forget me like a kid behind? I don't know. But.
He was that disgusted?
But.
Wow.
He had to hurry up and leave.
Oh.
He's a grandpa.
Oh, that's nice. So,
yeah.
Because you know what? I was going to say, Bernie Kosar strikes me as the type of guy, he always stays till zero.
Yeah.
Like, Bernie strikes
me. No.
We're
out of there.
His positivity strikes me as, we got to stay till the end.
The only thing that's worse, right? The only thing that's worse is traffic.
Well, that makes things better, by the way. And Njoku has a high ankle sprain. So
yeah. Well, he probably wouldn't have had it if he would have caught the balls thrown to him.
No.
He did. The football filed assault and battery charges on him a couple of times.
Terrible.
And I got to tell you, I am so, I watched two games of my teams of the worst quarterbacking I have ever seen in a long time.
I'm sorry.
Now, the guy on Saturday, Warren, it was always bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yikes.
Yeah, but you're done on Deshaun Watson, yeah. It's over.
I'm not.
It's over, dude.
Listen, here. Boom. I'm not done for this reason. Because we're going to still see him.
Right? What?
That's
I'm married to her. You know?
Can I just say this? Have you changed about Liam Eichenberg?
No.
Even though...
Did you see what happened to him?
I've been...
Meep, meep.
Yeah, I watched Check Down Charlie, too.
I understand. But those guards yesterday...
And guess what? They're going to keep putting Liam Eichenberg out there.
I understand.
And they're winning.
I understand. Liam Eichenberg doesn't get $230 million guaranteed. He doesn't have a dead cap number of $172 next year.
Again... I say this to people. Think about this.
Fat bum!
All good decisions don't always work. At the time, they felt they had to swoop in if they wanted him. They did not want Baker.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed a quarterback.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, when you buy your house, right? You buy your house and they say, there's two other offers and you got to decide by Friday. And you're like, well, I kind of wanted to kick the tires and have another look or whatever. And then you go, you know what? Let's get it. And then you realize you're in a money pit. It's kind of one of those things. Like, at the time, the way it was going, you had to make a decision by the time he got on the plane.
Hey, listen, man, the Dolphins,
it could have been a Dolphins.
If the guy didn't have all the baggage that the Dolphins wanted to clear out.
Right.
Dolphins be in the situation and not Tua.
Right. And everybody would have been happy.
And thank God.
At the time, everybody would have been happy you had Deshaun Watson, right?
Ugh.
So, like, yeah. So I'm not, like, but here's the problem. Here is the absolute biggest problem. You have invested so much that here's when it's going to change. You know what's going to change? When folks start get put on the hot seat.
Oh, yeah.
Because, listen, Kevin Stefanski has been awesome there.
Mm-hmm.
And if they start talking about him, he's going to switch quarterbacks. Because he's like, I'm not going out like this. So, yeah.
See Mike McDaniel yesterday after the game?
No, I didn't. Listen, I wasn't in a place to watch celebrations.
Oh, sorry.
Of any kind.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's a 1-0 Monday. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel?
Yeah.
Everybody gets a game ball.
Sick of this, dude.
Then why is 73 like, why do I get a game ball? I didn't do nothing.
Oh,
look how he's looking.
Oh, we saw what happened to you too, Austin.
Look how he's sitting there.
Javon Holland gets the game ball. That's it.
Javon Holland deserves the game ball. That's and, it. And Jalen Phillips.
Well, I came back from the Northeast with nothing but game bums.
Well, yeah, deserved. But he yesterday was like, everybody gets game ball. I'm like, come on, dude. You gotta single people out. Because the equipment manager is gonna be like, come on.
Are you serious?
But I'm like, 73 looks like he looks like he's standing there for pregame.
Austin.
Yeah, like, why is he
kind of looks like he's got to pee. looks like he's got a tinkle.
I'm like, whoa.
And who's that? Is that that's A-Chan in the background?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say muscular if that was Jeff Wilson, but because it's A-Chan.
Jeff Wilson is bigger than he is.
Devon A-Chan did good when they had him catch the ball. He's just like, when they tried to hand him off the football, it did not go good.
And hey, this is why. You remember what I told you about Mostert?
Yeah.
And part of the reason why they might go to A-Chan more is because of what you can do with him.
Yeah.
So I can line him up in the backfield. He can run that sweep. He can run that trap.
Yeah.
But then what if I go empty and spread him out? It creates, you know.
Gets that havoc
going,
dude.
You more
I've
variety.
Seen enough, though. Jeff Wilson and Jalen Wright are the new Raheem Mostert and Devon A-Chan. They need to switch things up.
Jalen, yeah. So you were,
first of all, Devon A-Chan is going to be like Deebo Samuel. So you can just scratch that. Because the speed, the power, the ability to catch, you watch how much they start using Devon A-Chan. I wouldn't be surprised if they use A-Chan and Mostert on the field together.
I mean, there's times that they can. I mean, they'll have all those kinds of mix-ups. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just handing off the football, up until that last drive, it... Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oof.
Thought we still got Tyreek Hill and we got Jalen Waddle. Oh.
He's got Hill!
Oh, man. Whoa. Anyway, headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Give you some numbers here from the game. Dolphins winning 20-17. Fat Cat Sanders looking real lean. 52-yard game winner.
Can I just tell you?
What?
He kicked that ball, and I go, oh, my God, he healed it. it was...
I was so mad at him.
It went due left.
I was so mad at him.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Not surprised at this point, to be honest.
I mean, the Jaguars gave they had the dumbest 4th-and-1 that they went for it on.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. He lost a yard.
I was like, what? You came up empty-handed in that drive? Are you kidding me? I was really mad at Jason Sanders. I had no faith that he was going to hit that game winner, but hey, good.
Here's the deal. Here's why you felt better.
Potentially a game ball.
Because it wasn't lose, loss. It wasn't going to be a loss. See what I'm saying? So he makes it, you win, he misses it, it's overtime.
Oh no, if he would have missed that, he would have been dead to me.
I mean, he's probably going to at some point be dead to you anyway, because that's how you do things.
Hard to rule it out. Hard to say. Tua finishes with a league-leading 338 yards passing with a touchdown, 80-yard bomb ski to Tyreek Hill, who had himself a very eventful day. We'll get more into that coming on up.
Tyreek ended up with
7 catches, 130 yards with a TD. Jalen Waddle, 5 catches, 109.
That was interesting because he went into the tent for a little bit.
3 sacks for the Dolphins, JP, Jalen Phillips.
Oh, and Calais Campbell started the game off with,
he's a giant.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see how he ragged up?
He's a giant.
The boogeyman.
Trevor Lawrence is not small.
Yeah.
And Calais Campbell made him look like a baby.
Right.
Loved it.
Dolphins, of course, right back at it Thursday, 8:15 against the Buffalo Bills, who beat the Cardinals yesterday. Needed a comeback to beat them 34-28. Mm. We will take a break. More to come on the other side. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Taking you up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins, they win 20-17 over the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday.
Hey, y'all want Russell Wilson as a backup? Because he done. I told you, if Justin Fields plays and he plays decent, it's his job to lose.
I believe you. He's also hurt, so.
Who?
Russell Wilson.
He was hurt. Dude.
What?
Dude.
What?
That's an excuse for the last 4 years?
No, I'm just saying he was going to start. He won the job, and then he was hurt.
And now he lost it.
That's tough.
Hey.
Call that the Bledsoe.
And you know what's funny?
Mm-hmm.
No. And I'm going to tell you what the head coach is going to say. It's my job to win football games, and I'm going to put in there who I feel going to win football games.
He is good at winning football games.
Right.
He is good at winning football games. So, Miami Dolphins get the win yesterday. Tua, this guy, man. This rascal.
Wow.
This leader.
Hey.
Leader.
Come on. What did I tell you beforehand? Okay, great.
You're not going to talk about the one run for 11 yards, are you?
That was amazing, but that wasn't even my favorite play.
What was your favorite play?
It was an incomplete pass late in the third quarter. But, hey, let me tell you, he looped around, extended the play, looked for a receiver, decided it was in his best interest to just throw it at the feet of Tyreek Hill, and it was an incomplete pass. But I was like, hey!
That was your favorite play?
Hey!
You liked that play more than the bombski to Tyreek Hill?
Well, I mean, just like, I get it. But the mobility, though, was on full display.
I was expecting 900 texts for him having his one first down run.
Easy. Like, remember that bet that I talked about? That
you
I
did. He had over 2.5 yards.
Easy peasy. And he did get sacked a couple times, too.
At the time, it was 3.5.
Yeah, it did. It fluctuated back and
forth. You think the line's going to be boosted this week versus Buffalo? Everyone's going to be onto this?
Rest of the season, it's going to be 9 yards.
Tua might throw for 400 yards, though.
That'd be good.
That would be good.
That would be good.
Love that.
Oh, let's hear from Tua. This is him after the game, talking about the offense and getting it together.
You know, I think collectively as a group offensively, it was just one of those deals where we just needed to get our head out of our ass. That was it. It was, okay, yeah, we're just going to come out here. You know, it's hot. These dudes are probably going to give up a little bit. No, we got punched in the mouth. And that's what you get.
Yeah. But you know what?
Yeah.
Got up off the canvas like Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
Tua.
Tell you what.
Now, apparently, Tua had an incredible halftime ripping into his teammates. Tyreek Hill, here he was on Tua, doing leader stuff.
Wow.
Oh, Tua, he stepped up in the second half. He did his thing. Second half, he played lights out, man. Like I said, first half, offense, like we all was like kind of timid a little bit, you know, shaking all the dust off our knees and stuff like that. You know, we was getting out the huddle kind of slow. But the thing that really motivated me the most was when we came in during halftime, and it's the first time I heard Tua's like Hawaiian accent. Like, it's crazy. Like, he was like turned up and animated in the locker room. I'm like, okay, I'm liking this. Like, he was like going, and I'm like, yeah, let's go, man. Like, he called me out, J-Dub, T. I'm like, yo, I'm loving this, bro. And like me, I love accountability at its finest. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I grew up on. I grew up on my dad telling me, hey, Reek, I need you to be better. You feel me? Not patting me on my back, not doing this. And for my quarterback to call me out in front of the whole offense like that, I had to step up. I had to do my thing. You feel me? So I like that in a leader.
Wow. Wow.
Come on now. Come on.
Wow.
What do you think he sounded like with his Hawaiian accent?
I'm too scared to do that.
Oh, that's the one where you got on.
Whoa.
Now you do babushka.
If Tua was Slovenian, I'd do the bit.
Wait. He could do babushka.
All right, all right. It probably sounded something like this.
You guys are out there playing like a bunch of bitches. Oh, Trevor Lawrence, beautiful hair.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Tyreek. Can't outrun cups. Can't outrun secondary, huh?
Whoa.
Why don't you get out there, mosey on down, alleged cheetah?
Wow.
Let's go out there and show those Jaguars that we're not fat cats, that they're fat cats.
Love Babushka weighing in on a different sport now. Oh, man. So, yeah, Dolphins getting it going yesterday. But the game was completely swung by snow, man. I mean, what a performance. You want to talk about the only guy who didn't get the bag this offseason.
Right?
The only guy who didn't get paid.
You know.
Play of the game.
I remember hearing him when he did the show with Hawk and Crowder. Talk about studying Peanut Tillman and his punch-out method. And a year later to see him do that, like, precisely. Because they were gashing through us at that point.
Can I just tell you?
Wow, he's a student of the game.
As a person that's been on the other side of that one time in my life, It's the worst feeling in the world.
Sheesh.
Because everybody's yelling, get it, get it, get it. You don't have to. You don't have to recover it. He doesn't have to recover it. If it goes out of the back end zone, it's still your ball on the 20.
If you punch it out.
Yeah. No, I'm saying if the offense fumbles out of the back of the end zone, it's still your ball.
Yeah.
It's not their ball. So whether he landed on it or it went out of bounds, it didn't matter. The Dolphins were getting the ball.
Hmm. Maybe then I irrationally screamed at my television, get the ball! Because my son was looking at me and goes, what's wrong with you?
It doesn't matter. You didn't know this. It's one of the dumbest rules in football.
It is.
Because if it goes out of the back of the end zone, you should get the ball where you fumbled.
Yeah. But anyway, that was what a job yesterday by the Miami Dolphins. And then, I mean, you want to talk about a sensational way to get the ball back. They come out 17-17 and just completely snuff the Jaguars out. Emmanuel Ogba, he wasn't supposed to be here. Oh. Sacks Trevor Lawrence. And then
there's a lot. Some of those offensive linemen are huge.
Hmm?
Ogba's played all over the defensive line.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Because he must be very athletic when they, because remember they had him standing like outside, and that's kind of how he lost some time.
And then, the beater of science. I almost feel like that should be like a Game of Thrones, you know?
The beater,
beater of science.
Yes.
Jalen Phillips. Sacks Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
And his stupid hair.
Stupid.
Gets the football back. What a job by the defense.
Yep.
Amazing.
What a job by the defense.
I think that's the thing that I was most...
That was the bob and weave.
...surprised with. Because remember, you know, watching preseason, I'm like, I don't know how big of a deal this is, but these are things I have questions about. And
big time second half performance by them.
Yes. And I was very impressed with... I think it almost seemed like the whole team need to... knock some dust off, some cobwebs off, right? They just look like...
Well, they don't practice. So there's
they don't practice. Their first practice was the first half. That's it.
Yeah. So, like, there's that. But, I perused a bunch of games.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of bad football.
Oh, dude, it was.
It really was.
Was terrible. And you're in the preseason right now. Right, you really are, because there's certain things. A lot of teams are going to say we got some things we need to clean up because it just didn't look crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And those are some of the things you need to do through preseason. Probably a lot of people fumbling, getting the ball poked out. You know why? Because you never felt that before. So
it was something, dude.
Other than that, it was good. It was good to see the Dolphins win a game like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And so. It builds confidence when you get in these situations in the future. So now you look at last year, and I'll use the last year for an example, how they played against Buffalo, petering in the second half, how they played against Kansas City, always in it but never could get, you know, petered out in the second half, right? So now you have this situation here, and I'm more than sure there was a bunch of Dolphins fans. I could look at my text. Oh, this is over. This is terrible. They're going to be, you know, because they're down.
Oh, I was very mad watching that game yesterday.
Why?
Dude, the offensive line, I was so like, because you don't want to know why? Because
a whole game.
I understand, but I got to react in real time. You know, like that's not how it goes. I'm not like you. I don't stay the course. I like to ride the wave, you know, baby?
Well, but here's the thing. It's not that I'm not frustrated. Right? Or pissed off. It's just that I know I can see certain things that can happen, right? That can turn it around.
I feel like Larry Zonka when I watch the game. Like when Zonk is tweeting, Zonk is like my spirit animal. That's how I feel. And when Zonk's like, disgusted with it because he's Zonk.
I got you. I just look at things a little bit differently, in that there's a difference in what I saw on Saturday versus what I saw on Sunday. When I saw the game on Saturday watching Michigan,
mm-hmm.
they were getting pushed around and toyed with and played with. They weren't the fastest. They weren't the biggest. They weren't the toughest. That's a different. So when they get down 14, you're like, oh, this is over with that quarterback, right?
Mm.
When I watched the Browns and watched them throw for 3-yard passes a whole game,
mm-hmm.
and then Dallas takes the lead, I'm like, this ain't happening. They ain't throwing the ball down the field. How they gonna catch up? But when I watched the Dolphins and see how that's going, I kept saying to myself, they just need one big play. One big play to loosen everybody up, right? And please, I'm yelling
mm-hmm.
at the TV in a room by myself with crab, sushi, and Blue Label.
We get it, dude. You had a great catering. We get it.
But I didn't eat none of that. So why not? It didn't matter. No.
What?
Not getting crab juice all over my outfit.
You look like you wore a sweatshirt. What? Yeah, I saw your outfit.
I did. I had to wear a sweatshirt. It was cold. Oh!
Was it?
By the way, dude, I went up there with a Michigan t-shirt because they maze out. So I had my little maze t-shirt
mm-hmm.
and then a Browns t-shirt.
That's it?
Yeah.
So you had to go to the team shop. Oh,
did I? It was, for the Michigan game, it was 58 degrees, winning, windy, and overcast.
Wow, what's that like?
And I was like, I would pay $1 million for a sweatshirt.
Wow.
That's how cold it was.
Yeah, because it's like hell here right now still.
And right.
Oh, so it was, then, bro, it was a scorcher yesterday.
So then, Sunday, I was like, all right, well, the game's late. I'm going to get up early, go to the mall. I ain't buying $100 from the team shop. No. So I get up, go to the mall, go to Dick's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mall. I said, hey, you know what? Hold that for me. I'm going to go peruse so y'all ain't price gouging me. The mall doesn't open till 12.
It's Sunday. Yeah, some malls do open very late.
Yeah.
Not here.
Wellington does. I don't think 12. I think
that's
11.
That's not here.
Well, it's the only mall I regularly attend. I don't know what to tell you. Larry Zonka yesterday.
Hey, was that accurate? That's not here.
It's not.
Larry Zonka starts off his tweets yesterday. Is this an exhibition game? Come on.
Yes, it is, Zonk.
And then he goes, good punt. That's all I can say about that drive.
It was a good punt, though.
I hit the corner of the thing again.
You all right?
It's just...
Then he just goes facepalm emoji. I didn't even know he...
Wait, he does emojis?
He does emojis.
He does emojis? Yeah.
But then he called it.
Oh.
He goes, if there was ever time for a ball control drive, it's now.
Mm.
He was right. Great drive.
Solid.
Took care of the ball. Boom. And then he says, big win, but we got a lot of rust to shake off. Congrats, hashtag Miami Dolphins, hashtag Jax versus MIA, hashtag fins up. By the way, I don't miss that 90-plus heat.
Oh, and listen, it was – I almost died twice yesterday, one of them being at the tailgate.
You were at the tailgate yesterday.
I was, yes.
Did you get a free Tyreek hit chant going?
I did. Yeah, I did. Free Tyreek. And you know what? It worked.
Hey, so I'm going to just throw this out there.
Yeah.
Was there or wasn't there any libations at the tailgate?
Oh, quite a bit. Quite a bit. In full force.
And okay, what did they have for food? I like checking out people's tailgate.
There was quite a bit different options. I did see oxtail. I did see jerk chicken. I did see ribs. I saw churrasco.
You was at a black people tailgate.
It was quite a bit. I mean, it's a diverse crowd out there.
Started off with oxtail and jerk.
Yeah, that was the first one that I went to. Yeah, it was Jamaican.
Oh,
yeah,
you went to a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing the reporting. So I went through the east slot, the west slot. Quite a bit. It was very, very
Oh, and
funny.
So they were extra friendly to you because they thought they was going
be on camera and stuff. Yes, the camera gets me free.
Yeah,
I got a free.
It does.
Someone handmade some sort of watermelon alcohol concoction. It was in a plastic bag that needed a straw.
Yeah,
it was good. It was nice and cold, but yesterday it was so hot. Dude.
We got to get to the important thing, though. Yeah. We weren't the only one boots on the ground.
Yeah.
We had Showbiz boots on the ground in the locker room
dude,
yesterday.
I'm like... Oh, my God.
We'll take a break.
If you guys want to get in some Dolphins calls, we'll take some open phones too. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. If you want to get in some takes on the Dolphins game. And obviously a lot more to get into from the weekend. And we haven't even really gotten into the Tyreek Hill thing. Back after this. This guy thinks he's producing.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. So yesterday we're doing Game Day Uncensored, right?
Yeah.
And we had Adam Beasley on. Adam Beasley, Omar Kelly, they join us for each Game Day Uncensored for a segment, right?
Yep.
But this was wild. So, like, Beasley gets on the... on the StreamYard, right? Getting ready to talk to him. I think it was Solana who sent me a text. He goes, "Hey, look what's going on." And it was a picture tweet of and it was from somebody called Sad Jags Fan 69. And I'm like, "What?" And it says Tyreek Hill and Calais Campbell are in handcuffs. I'm like, "What?
Wait, Calais Campbell was too?"
Yeah. He went, dude, yes.
I didn't know it was Calais Campbell too.
Yes.
What would he get arrested for?
He was trying to make the peace.
Oh, he stopped to help Tyreek and they handcuffed him too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man of the year, by the way.
Big handcuff.
Man of the year.
He's a gentle giant.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Oh, my. Oh, somebody. Mm.
They got to loop a lot of these handcuffs.
But anyway, together. So, like, we're seeing this, and, like, Beasley comes on. He's like, it's his first segment with us.
Must have been Cowboys fans.
Huh?
Those cops must have been Cowboys fans.
I don't know.
Like, I don't understand, for a speeding violation of any kind, why a guy needs to get his leg swept.
Yep.
I'm in a Jags fan. Sweep the leg and face plant it.
Yeah. I don't know. But it was like, so Beez is on the, I'm like, oh man. And then the videos start coming out. Like all like this while he's talking in his second question. And we're like, is this like really happening in front of us? So like Beasley was doing a fantastic job. I'm not listening to anything he's saying.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything he's saying. And then we're just like, and then, like, Schefter finally is like, hey, Tyreek Hill's been arrested in front of the... Then we're like, hey, Beez, you might want to go, dude. Because Tyreek Hill, he looks at his phone, he goes, oh, that's why it's blowing up.
Yeah.
But this was crazy. This was all happening in, like, the midst of, like, the 10 o'clock hour yesterday. Wow. And Tyreek Hill's put in handcuffs. He's put on, like, you guys said, it was 95 degree heat yesterday.
It was
put on
so
scorching
hot,
pavement.
Yeah, for sure.
For this arrest that he has. He's in this, you know, beautiful sports car that he has. I don't know how fast he was going. Nobody's given any details of the arrest because it's already in an investigation. But, you know, this was crazy. Yeah, Calais Campbell gets out of his car. So did Jonnu Smith to apparently, like, say, hey, what's going on here? And accordingly, because he disobeyed a police officer, they put him in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Him in handcuffs, too.
Like daddy.
Like, crazy.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I understand that they need extra cops, and I've heard the rates are amazing to work these games. And it's, you know, relatively chill as opposed to other things, but you got to know your audience, you know? You got to know who the hell Tyreek Hill is. And I'm sure, based off of what I know from Tyreek Hill, I don't think he necessarily, when he got pulled over...
I'm sure Tyreek didn't have a great reaction.
For sure.
I'm sure he didn't.
But
we've seen him in heated situations. We've seen the marina footage. I'm sure Tyreek Hill didn't have a great reaction. Did it
get
what could it have gotten to?
Whoa.
Outside of him reaching for brass knucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what is the reasoning that he needed to be thrown on the pavement?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where it's like, okay. And then now, like, you have Calais Campbell. I think anyone with any sort of knowledge would know this guy's a gentle giant. If you don't have any knowledge of the situation, you think this guy is big and he's gonna hurt me. Which is like,
if you don't have knowledge, you might be crapping your pants.
Yeah, exactly.
I just think it's one of those situations where, listen, everybody shouldn't have power.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help that Tyreek's been into some stuff before, but under no circumstances for a speeding ticket unless a guy was fighting or trying to run. Do you handcuff him and face plant him? And I'll give you a better one. Scottie Scheffler supposedly ran over a police officer and dragged him. Remember that story?
Yeah, because he attached himself to the vehicle.
Hey! And they gingerly walked him to jail.
Yes.
But Tyreek, they face planted.
Yep.
And Calais, who's trying...
And then
trying,
got up and then said, sweep the leg. Back down.
Yeah. And like... I would just say, if you wonder why certain people on this planet have questions about the cops, Exhibit A. I'll just put it at that. Scottie Scheffler gets walked to jail, escorted, right? Somebody comes and tries to help. Sir, please keep away. The other guy was not arrested also or handcuffed also. But in this situation, one guy's face planted and the other guy trying to help. Of all people, Calais Campbell. I tell you what. The people in this city know Calais Campbell more than they know that damn cop.
For sure.
So do with that what you will.
And even if you were like, look, as we said, you know.
No, it's just, it's disgusting. It's disgusting that we put this always on. Why don't they just listen to the cops? Because cops are jackasses too. Not all of them.
But there are jackasses.
But there are jackasses out there that think, oh, I'm going to get it today.
Because even if like the cops did want to like paint, hey, this guy Tyreek, look at his past.
It's no reason to be face planted. Four cops on a 180-pound guy.
And then they get like the sweetest man who's like, please stop.
Yeah, for sure.
How about we put you in handcuffs? We don't have ones big enough.
Also, not as, you know.
I tell you what.
Not a rookie.
Calais is on first take.
Is he? We wouldn't
Too
know
bad we don't get it.
We don't get first take because, you know, DirecTV.
Thanks, DirecTV. Once again. That.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Any second now.
They're complaining to the FCC, by the way, because Disney is negotiating in bad faith. Disney is negotiating in bad faith while we raise our prices.
Right.
Yeah, correct.
Right. Like you're not just as guilty. Ridiculous. You're probably saying, hey, let's wait a couple of more weeks.
Good luck beating Disney. Good luck, dude.
Do you have a Tyreek Hill after the game? This was in with CBS. Obviously, crazy day for him, but did have the touchdown that changed the game, as Tyreek Hill does, because he's amazing on the field.
You blink one time and he's going to beat
it's
you.
It's crazy.
And he should have been two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure. Here was Tyreek.
Tyreek, you just had a moment with your kicker, Jason Sanders, after that 52-yard game-winning field goal. What'd you say to him?
I was like, Jason, man, all hell Jason, man, because Jason is the man. You know what's crazy? Before he even kicked it, I was already walking into the locker room. Because I already know what time it is. That's automatic Jason, man. You feel me?
Tyreek, it's been a roller coaster of a day for you. Starting on the way to the stadium, a day filled with adversity. How would you just describe your mindset coming into this game today?
You know what, man? So when I left home, I told my wife, I was like, babe, I'm finna go to work, and I'm finna get prepared for my day. Little did I know, that was quite a surprise on the way, man. But you know what? At the end of the day, dog, I got a job to do. And my job is to come inside of this stadium and be great, dog. So,
what did it mean to you for your teammates to join you this morning and show support?
Bro, I love that. I was fired up, dog, to see Jonu, to see Calais, you know, right there in the heat of the battle with me, man. That goes to show that, man, it's more than about football, dog. Like, the brotherhood that we got outside of just football is amazing, dog, because those dudes were, like, really risking their lives for me. You feel me? So, shout out to Jonu, shout out Calais, shout out to Drew Brooks, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to my mom, too. My mom got out the call. Go, South Georgia. You feel me? Shout out to my dudes, too. You feel me?
Tyreek, what happened this morning?
You know what? I'm not going to comment on any of that, man. Like, whenever stuff come out, we're the best in the nation, man. But look, like I said, I'm not going to comment on that. We're just going to let bygones be bygones. Move on and learn from it. That's it.
Appreciate the time, Tyreek. Congrats on the win.
Free my dog. Hey, free Cheetah. Hey, free Cheetah, baby. Slap.
It was Teron Armstead in the background who said, free my dog.
Did he play? Because sometimes we would wonder if you are free.
He did play.
I know.
By the way, there's the celebration. The TV cut away from it, but you have the handcuff celebration afterwards. Jalen Waddle putting him in handcuffs after the touchdown.
Why did the TV cut away from it? Was it just bad?
Because it's the end.
Wait. So let me ask you a question. So they're telling me it's okay to faceplant Cheetah, but it ain't okay for him to.
I don't think those are the same thing.
What?
Well, I don't think the cops are in charge of what goes on television.
Yeah. Okay.
But remember the NFL, like Cheetah's one of those guys, like they knew he was going to do something, but also they fired a kid last year because they staged him doing a backflip after a touchdown.
Which was one of the coolest.
Really cool.
Look, we've done some cool things over the past couple of years. I'm going to tell you to rank these three. The backflip.
Yep.
Arresting. Or the high five. Jakeem Grant and Albert.
That's
Wilson.
Last.
Last.
Yeah, because it's Jakeem Grant and Albert Wilson.
Okay, the person is obviously better with Tyreek.
The backflip.
Hill.
The backflip.
Backflip is number one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Damn, I know that arresting was pretty good.
I mean, it was good. I mean, it was terrible that he had to go through that.
But still, pretty good. You
know. I just think, like, it pisses me off that, like, here's why I'm pissed off more than anything. That when we think about the police and their motto, protect and serve, we're thinking about them kind of taking a situation and de-escalating the situation, right? I'm having a hard time believing that even if it was just words, nothing, no sign of aggression, that you found it necessary to faceplant somebody on the pavement.
Yep.
When your job is to de-escalate a situation. Now, we've seen situations where cops have been in these situations. We see them in TV all the time. They call them the Karens, the people in the car acting a fool. And they go, ma'am, sir, calm down. Here's why we stopped you, and so forth and so on. And we've seen cops do this all the time. It didn't result in somebody getting snatched out of a car and face planted, right? So, look, I hope we find out the truth. I don't care what happened, unless Tyreek tried to hit the cop, unless the cop was threatened, right? Anything other than that. If you get called a bad name, okay, or if something he says to you, you're supposed to be the one with the thin skin, the thick skin, right? You can't be a moody cop because your job is to de-escalate situations that can be escalated. And for some reason, that's not the world we live in anymore. Sometimes the cops are the ones escalating situations to the point where they get the point of no return. That's the sad part about this.
We'll take a break. Our tour is next.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.